sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Friday, May 22nd, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now, Pastor Rusty Chatfield. He has a discussion for us today. His favorite historical movies of all time. Good morning, Pastor Chatfield. Right.
Good morning. Before I get to that, something just struck me of this song that you play. Leave me alone, for I want to be free. And I certainly will fight for my liberty. In a way, Thomas Massie learned something, who's, you know, the congressman that lost this week.
Down
that was
Kentucky.
Kind of, yes, got it. Leave me alone. Better words are leave us alone. Why do I say that? Because if you fight alone, you are not going to win. You know, and I'm not going to question Congressman Massey's motives, but he wasn't going to be on the Trump team. He wasn't going to follow. He was a loner. He wanted to be alone. He was going to vote his conscience. He was going to vote the Constitution. Okay. All right. Good. So you're not going to go along with the captain here, President Trump or House Speaker Johnson. Okay. Well, then you're going to be opposed. And you know what? You're going to die, politically speaking, you're dying a martyr. You got to stay on the team. And that's really the lesson here. That's really the lesson. Stay on the team. Well, I don't like some of the things that President Trump has done. Well, stay on the team. He's the president. He's the leader. He's the captain. He's in charge. I mean, he's the chief executive. Yes, we have a separation of powers, and as a congressman, you can vote however you want. You can certainly vote with the Democrats if you want. Be the loner, the man of conviction. Okay, well, now you're a man that has just been primaried, and you have now lost. You understand the concept? Got to stick together here. Okay, we got to stick together, and that's really the lesson that should be learned this week about politics. I'm sure he thought he was doing right. Okay. I won't even question your motives. Okay. But he is kind of a loner. I mean, I don't know if I just learned this week. He lives out there in Kentucky. He's off the grid and he lives out on a farm disconnected with everybody. Okay. But the whole nature of our country is to come together and defend our liberties as a group. That's the whole nature. And as we, politically speaking, in this country, we got to stay MAGA. And I am. Oh, well, you're just a yes man for the president. No, I'm not. But I support the president. And these people that say, well, I just vote for the individual. That's a prescription for defeat. Because we have to stay together to defeat the other side. I thought I'd just make that comment on that. Stick with the president. He may not be perfect. He isn't perfect, but he's the captain. and we get our instructions. And if you feel like you got to vote against them, okay, do it. But let it be known that when you vote with the Democrats, you're in essence voting with the Democrats, and, sure. and you're opposing. You're going the wrong direction, in my view. So he learned that lesson. I would guess he will not be able to make a comeback politically. We shall see. I don't know. Okay, that's
well,
my two cents
on that subject. Others this week found that out as well. Senator John Cornyn in Texas, U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy, Louisiana. I mean, Trump endorsed some very, very strong candidates against these incumbents, and they lost. Trump's endorsements in primaries carry a lot of weight. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see what he decides to do in the governor's race here coming up August 4th. We're going to take a short break.
Everybody.
We're going to take a short break. Pastor Phil, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We got cut off at the break there. You had a thought that I was talking about these other primary races, and you had a thought you wanted to interject, and I cut you off. I apologize.
I can simply say this. I guarantee you that everybody running for governor is clamoring for the endorsement of the president. There's, you know, that is usually it's just about money, sometimes about experience and who is perceived to be the best candidate. That you'd like to think in politics that that would matter. But a lot of times money matters. It just does. And in this case, even if you have all the money in the world, if like Johnson, he's got a lot of money, and that's the way it works. But if President Trump endorses somebody besides him, that person has got a good shot at winning. And that's just the nature of politics. Don't decry it. Don't complain. It's the way it is. And
well,
you can just bet everybody.
Statewide election in November to beat Jocelyn Benson is going to take a ton of money because, you know, she's got all kinds of donors from outside the state of Michigan. She's got union donations. This woman is going to spend a huge amount of money trying to become the next governor. And a Republican candidate has got to be able to match her.
Exactly. And now that's part of the calculation that President Trump is going to make, too. If somebody has in their coffer, if they have very little money now, President Trump knows what you just said is, of course, true. He's going to pick somebody that's able to raise the money because his name will help secure the nomination. But once the nomination is secured, you got to have money to advertise on television. It is the way it is.
Yeah.
Money is the mother's milk of politics.
Let's talk about movies and how far back are they in chronological order as to what the subject was or just out there as a list?
Yeah, kind of a list. They give you three kind of sports movies that are, you know, somewhat accurate, not so much. Chariots of Fire, 1981. That was the story. In the 1924 Olympics, Eric Liddell was a strong Christian and ran with the United Kingdom, Great Britain. His 100-meter dash preliminaries fell on a Sunday. He wouldn't do it. He would not run on a Sunday. He switched his event to the 440, and he won a gold medal. I love that movie. There's some inaccuracies, of course. I mean, those kinds of brain. I mean, there are some things that movie makers always add a little bit of artistic license. And there's a couple things. He didn't find out, you know, a week before that the preliminaries are going to be on a Sunday. He knew that long before, but nevertheless, he stuck to his principles. I will not participate on a Sunday. Another movie that, have you seen Chariots of Fire, Randy?
I don't think I have. I've started watching it one time and I got interrupted. I don't think I've ever watched the whole thing. I'm gonna watch it this weekend.
I've watched that 5 times, 10. I don't know, lots of times because it. Okay, it moves me. I like it. Here's another movie, Rudy. Okay, Rudy was this guy who played high school football and was pretty good in high school, but small, and had a dream to go to Notre Dame. Through sheer guts, he made the practice squad and practiced for 4 years, getting his brains knocked out on the practice squad. Finally was allowed to dress, and in the last game of his senior year, they let him dress. In the last play, he sacked the quarterback. And they carry him off. I mean, it's just and there, you know, again, they dramatize things. Dan Devine really wasn't a bad coach. It was his idea to let Rudy dress. This whole thing that the people weren't going to dress, weren't going to play if Rudy didn't get to dress. Yeah, that didn't happen. There are a lot, so you know, there's you embellish to make it to make things better. But you know, yours truly, me. I had dreams of playing in Tiger Stadium until I was 30 years old. I mean, literal dreams. I could get out there and get to play in Tiger Stadium. Why didn't I? So why don't you ask me why I didn't go professional, Randy?
Because you can't hit a curveball.
Yeah, I wasn't good enough. I was a pretty good high school player. I was a good high school player.
Sure.
Yeah, I was all conference and so on and so forth. But no. But I still had dreams, and to see Rudy's dream to come true, that's cool. His dream, just to play, just to get into a game, to make the team, and then get into a game, that's really good. I like it. And the last one I chose was Remember the Titans, which there's a lot of inaccuracies with that one too. But the idea integration was coming. There's team in Virginia was team in Virginia. They're just integrated blacks and whites, but that they were a juggernaut there, and they were a good team, and they won the state championship. And again, they dramatized. It really wasn't that close in the last game. They had the defense that nobody could score against them. They went undefeated. But, and again, you that's what movie makers do, is embellish. So those three movies I've seen multiple times each time. I'm not the kind of guy to watch a movie once, especially a movie I like. I like those movies.
Sure.
All right, let's talk about historical movies, or things about a little bit better. The movie Midway. Made in 2019. Yeah. It's about the critical turning point of the war was Midway. And again, they portray Dick Best as the hero. That's true. But there were other pilots that did great jobs. And I've researched that. And some say that there were other pilots that were more heroic than him. You know, in the end, I don't know. But we know that those pilots and those, everything about that, they were just heroic. The Battle of Midway, we sunk four of their carriers. We lost one. It was the turning point of the war in the Pacific. If the tables would have been reversed, if we'd have lost four carriers and them one, I'm not sure that we could have stopped them in Hawaii. They might have been able to take Hawaii. And we'd have had to retreat all the way back to San Diego and totally rebuild our Navy. And it would have taken a long time to win the war in the Pacific. It was a turning point, and people gave their lives for this country, and they were heroes. There are such things as heroes. The intelligence, how they figured out, hey, they're going to attack Midway. And there's a lot of intricacies of that. We discovered that they were going to attack Midway. We thought we knew, and this intelligence officer, Lieutenant Commander Edwin Layton, went to Nimitz and says, they're going to attack here. He says, well, how sure are you? Are you positive? Well, I'm not positive. We don't know for sure. Now, Layton was one of the guys that was concerned about December 7th. Something's happening here, but he really couldn't get too many people to believe him. And later he says, you know, I didn't push hard enough. I should have done something to warn them that something is going to happen. And there were a couple of guys in Washington, D.C. that knew something was going to happen. By the way, most of our intelligence people knew something was going to happen. We just didn't think it was going to happen in Pearl Harbor. By the way, there's a gigantic conspiracy out there. The FDR knew that Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked, and he let it be attacked so that, to wake the country up so we could be drawn into World War II. I mean, no matter what happens, when there is a terrible intelligence failure, and it was, blame somebody. Create a conspiracy. That's like the conspiracies of that George W. Bush planned 9/11. That's just so stupid. You have got to be kidding me. You believe that? People read one little, well, look at what happened. And I mean, there's just moronic ideas that the president planned that. I don't believe that for a millisecond. No way. But there was an intelligence failure in 9/11. There was an intelligence failure December 7th, 1941. There's no maybes about that. But you can't just create conspiracy theories because you think it's cool to do that. But it was good. All right, here's another one. Apollo 13. Apollo 13. It was we're planning on going to the moon, and in 1970 we'd already been to the moon. We were going to go to the moon, but we had an explosion of something up on the module, and we couldn't land on the moon. We didn't know that we could get back, and it shows the great teamwork and the intelligence and the bravery and how they figured out how to get to purify their air and get enough oxygen, and they had so little electricity left. They had to really, really figure out how to get back and they made it back. It was heroic. I mean, and they create some little bit of, you know, interpersonal things about people that may not have been true. One thing I heard one of the guys say when in the movie, when something goes wrong, they start using profanity. And then in the movie, they have them, okay, Houston, we have a problem, or something to that effect. And later, they said, we didn't cuss like that. We were well-trained. We would never cuss the way they said we cuss. We didn't do that. But for dramatic effect, you'd think that had happened. These guys were well-trained, brilliant, intelligent pilots. Now their life was on the line. They were going to stick together. And it was a problem, a malfunction, but it's very accurate, Apollo 13. Okay, have you watched Apollo 13, Randy? Surely you have.
Correct? Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks, no. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, here's one. This one is so accurate that it is almost boring. It was not a box office smash, and later it said because it was so accurate, they didn't really create a lot of interpersonal things. And that's the name of the movie, 1970 movie about Pearl Harbor, Tora. Tora was tiger, tiger, tiger. That was what they said if you when the pilots came over to Pearl Harbor. If we get complete surprise, it's Tora, Tora, Tora. And so they were elated. The only downside, but this movie is completely accurate. And as you see, there was a colonel in Washington, D.C. in the Army that was saying, hey, something's happening here. Something's happening here. And people, should we call the president? And there was just a lot of intelligent failures again. And we were caught completely by surprise. The saving grace was the aircraft carriers were not there. And at this time, it was only theorized that the aircraft carrier was the ship of the future. Some people could see it, but some still didn't see it. In other words, before World War II, the battleship, you build big battleships, make them unsinkable. But forward thinkers, both in the United States and in Japan, could say, anything that floats can sink. And so they could see that the aircraft carrier and the projection of air power would be the big deal. Tora, 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 they caught us completely by surprise. We missed a lot of clues. There were a few people who could see it coming, but they weren't listened to. And it did awaken us. Yamamoto, the guy who planned it, he says, I fear that all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve. Because he could kind of see it. The aircraft carriers were not in port. Therefore, yes, it was a surprise, but not total devastation. And they had two waves. And they talk about this a little bit in the movie and say, we should have a third wave. Now, Japan should have done that, by the way, but they didn't, praise the Lord, because they didn't get our fuel depots. We still had the fuel. And if they destroyed that, boy, oh boy, how long would it have taken us to get all the fuel we needed out there? It would have taken us a long time if they'd done that. So, Tora, 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 very accurate movie, but not a box office hit.
Huge production cost, too. They spent a ton of money at the time doing that movie. Bottom of the hour news break. More with Pastor Chad Field. I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.